Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jason Lockenfora joining us right now. NFL insider from Odyssey. Jason, not sure where you come down on strawberry pretzel salad. I don't know if that's a Maryland delicacy. I do want your thoughts on Deontay Johnson and what the Terry McLaurin deal means for the Steelers wide receiver.
Well, I think it just further solidifies that the elite wide receivers in this game are now getting salaries that, you know, 7-8 years ago we thought of as high-end quarterback salaries. The mid-20s now is attainable for these guys on a yearly annual, you know, value. Is he as good as some of these other guys? You know, has he had to carry the exact same load as some of these other guys? And how much, you know, did the decline of Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers downfield passing game, I guess sort of muddy, right, some of what he could do, or scuttle some of what his high-end production could have been, because obviously the scope of that offense was just constricting by the year, and that's not just last year. That's been a three-year downward spiral where, you know, the ball's coming out fast, it's coming out 5-7 yards downfield, and then you guys figure it out. It certainly makes things interesting for Omar Khan. They generally find a way, as you guys know, to keep guys they want to keep. And he's certainly someone who they would want to have around, but I would also point out, they're pretty damn good at finding receivers in a lot of different ways. So everyone's known for a while now. Really, these last 6 months have just solidified that receivers are getting paid. And they're getting paid in ways that didn't seem fathomable all that long ago. That's not going to change anytime soon.
So do you think the Steelers will ultimately sign him?
I think it's going to depend really on him. You know, where is his head? What does he think about injury risk? What does he think about, you know, bird in hand versus what tomorrow could bring? They have a history of getting these things done and getting them done in a way that generally doesn't handcuff the team. But I think it's gonna be all about where he is. When the risk starts ramping up, when the practices get real, when the games get real, when it's live tackling, when it's dudes who are getting paid a lot of money to shut you down and navigating the gauntlet of an extended regular season, and this is obviously a team with playoff aspirations as well. I think it's really gonna come down to his mindset. And what sort of his risk reward is, and whether he's willing to do something that may not be top of the market, that may not be everything he wants. I mean, look, we know the kind of guarantees that guys are getting, they just don't do that. Now, will they make it easy for him to make money in year two or three? And will there be rolling guarantees? Will it look pretty good on paper? Sure, it could. He's got to weigh the fact that whatever I get here isn't quite going to be what I would get on the open market. And certainly in terms of structure and the percentage of that overall contract that's fully guaranteed at the time of signing, the Steelers aren't going to lead the market in that metric. Are there other things they can do for him? Sure, but it's going to come down to his mindset.
Jason, do you think the Steelers would pay him the McLaurin money, almost $24 million a year, $71 million total for Deontay Johnson?
Well, I don't think they want to guarantee $60 million at signing.
Yeah.
You know, I think, again, I think that's where the rubber hits the road. And how much does that mean to him? What is he more enamored with having a contract structured in a way that the money on the back end isn't funny money and you're more likely than not to get it, so you have a better chance of playing that whole thing out and pocketing the full nut, you know, plus incentives if you reach them? Or is he fixated on fully guaranteed at the time of signing because nothing's guaranteed, you know, because tomorrow's not guaranteed, especially in this league? If he's all about that, then I think it's going to be a difficult deal to get done. If they're able to massage some other things that say, like, okay, well, don't just focus on that, Deontay, but we can do this and we can do that. And in some of those deals, it's going to be a forced renegotiation in 2 years. And if that player's not who he used to be, he's going to be gone. You know, whereas here we can do something that you're going to, that font, that money font's going to still be there for you in year four, in year five. Look, but it's ultimately a tough sell. And if he views himself as a top five receiver in this league, personally, I don't think he is.
Mm-hmm.
At least I haven't seen it. But if that's where his head is, and he's looking at the fully guaranteed money that those cats are getting, I just don't see that avenue being available for him in Pittsburgh.
Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfora with us. Jason, the $20 million franchise tag for the following season, who does that help more in negotiations, the Steelers or Johnson?
Well, I think probably the Steelers, you know, because that's not untenable. It's high versus what it's been in the past. But compared to, again, the fully guaranteed money that some of these other teams are putting out there, I'm not going to call it a bargain, but it's palatable. Like, you can stomach it. You can swallow it. It's not going to handcuff you, especially with the cap. Going to take a pretty sizable jump next year, according to the people that I talked to at the PA and the management council. So, yeah, I think it gives them – I mean, the franchise tag always helps. I mean, it's very rare that a franchise tag helps a player. I mean, it helped Kirk Cousins, you know what I mean? But it doesn't help a whole lot of guys. It's another year of control. It's a mechanism for the team to say, well, yeah, your contract's expiring, but it's not really expiring because we've got you for a bargain this year, and you add that to the $20 million on the franchise tag and prorate that over 2 years. Boy, that number is really palatable. Are you willing to do that? Or are you willing to take something more team friendly, but that puts a whole hell of a lot more money in your pocket than that over the next 3 years? You know, I mean, that's the bargain. It's the ultimate mechanism for teams. And especially a team like them that is not going to want to fully guarantee $60-odd million, $58 million, whatever the number is.
Jason, on June 30th, who would you expect to be the Steelers' Week One starting quarterback?
Oh, I was like, wait a minute, June 30th. Oh, that's today. who do I think the Steelers? I think it'll be Trubisky.
Okay.
I don't think there's going to be this massive push on that. Like, we've got to get Pickett ready for Week One. You know, I think it'll be a pretty fair fight. And I think there's a case to be made that Kenny Pickett that his overall development could be helped by doing everything but starting the first, whatever it turns out to be, 3, 6, 8, 12 games. I mean, I don't know. But look, watching Trubisky go through that, and frankly, having Trubisky kind of, how do I want to phrase this? Letting him take some bullets. You know what I mean? Like, how much better really is that offensive line? And we're switching over sort of full-throated into, you know, Matt Canada's college concepts. Well, maybe as everybody's figuring that out, and because it's going to take a level of cohesion and chemistry and symmetry between the line and the quarterback and whoever he's messing around with, a running back or a wide receiver with the mesh point and tight ends blocking. Like, it's a pretty substantial change. So, like, let's kind of work some of those kinks out with Trubisky, and let's let this kid learn by observing and running the scout team and taking part in practices and obviously being in every meeting and being in there for the game planning and seeing all that firsthand. But let's kind of work out the kinks with the guy who's a rental versus the guy that, you know, we purchased in the first round, thinking we're going to own him for 10, 12, 15 years.
What do you think the trade market is for Mason Rudolph?
Ooh, I don't think it's robust. Obviously, injuries are a factor in this game. And, like, he's started some games in the NFL. Now, we can break down exactly how those went. But the reality is he has gone out there for a team with playoff aspirations and played NFL games that count in the standings. So, look, would he be a fit in certain systems more than others? Does somebody get into dire straits? I mean, I'm old enough to remember Sam Bradford being traded for a first-round pick. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying you're ever going to get anything close to that for Mason Rudolph, but could a situation emerge where a team is in a quarterback plight and you end up getting, I don't know, a 5 instead of whatever? Or do you end up getting a draft pick for this coming year versus some of these other deals where they might not want to give you anything until 2024? But I don't think there's a whole lot of interested parties right now.
Jason Lockenfora, Odyssey NFL Insider, brought to you by Driveway.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.